Blog Talk Radio.
Feels like I'm going down a one-way street in every direction.
Because I want to share this with you. I want to just share the good news with you, okay? Because some of us really don't see that. You know, we sometimes, and I'm not saying everybody, but I know I deal with a lot of people, and I'm surprised sometimes of, you know, I've heard people say, well, it's me, I'm waking myself up. I'm like, but yet they believe in God. And so I'm not going to get into all that. Welcome to Real Talk 101 with you. Thank you so much for joining me. I am D-Love, of course, and I got some wonderful information I want to share with you guys, and just some insight, some perspective. We're going to talk about hanging on to a wing, hope, and a prayer. We're going to talk about that wing. You know, have you ever just asked yourself how and why you still here? I know when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, whoa, thank you, Jesus. I dodged the bullet. You know why? Because tomorrow is not promised to no one. No. So I ask myself sometimes, you know, as I look back and I reflect back on the milestones I've been blessed to experience in my life, and I've reached this age of maturity, you know, and so naturally, I began to perceive and process life events differently as I had in the past and everything. So, you know, and I'm so grateful and thankful for that. And a lot of that comes just by being lit. You know, we all have been assigned an angel. I don't know if you believe that or not, but I do. I mean, because we, if you're a believer, and I mean a true believer, I'm saying a believer that you believe that the Creator is God, and there is the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, and then Jesus, his son, that he bore into Mary, of course, and she had this child supernaturally, and he impregnated Mary with this child. So we're talking about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That is the Trinity. That is belief. So if you believe in that, then obviously you believe in the Word and the Bible. Do you have to be fluent in the Word of God? Yes, it would be nice. But is it a necessity in a sense? No. It's all about getting to know God and building that relationship, because he will send your angel down to you. Gabriel will come and sweep you up at the last minute. Some of you guys, like myself, if you've lived long enough, or maybe not, some of the young folks, you know, you're beginning to learn how life goes, this game of life, and then you say, dang, you know, we learn by experience. But sometimes we're protected by that angel, you know, and when I begin to prepare this episode, the Lord just began to give me all of this information, this revelation. And I began to type. And so when I thought, I said, well, you know, hey, you know, Gabriel, he come down and he sweep you up at the last minute when you're falling. Well, you know what? That's because, you know, I when I use that analogy, most people associate Michael or Raphael, the archangels. Gabriel wasn't considered quite an angel, but we know that he was definitely associated with the high ranks of the angels, more so because we know that, you know, he, in the Gospel of Luke, Gabriel appeared to Zechariah and the Virgin Mary, you know, of course, foretelling the birth of John the Baptist and Jesus. So we know he was a pretty great guy, and I mean, his status was very high. He's referred to in several religious traditions with various names, like in the book of Daniel, he's referred to the man Gabriel. And then in some, in Luke, he's referred to as the angel of the Lord and how he sat by the Lord. 1 second, I got a call. Good morning. Hold on 1 second. Sorry, I'm just on a roll right now. Good morning.
Good morning, Mom.
Good morning.
You hear me?
Hi, good morning. Is this Vincent?
Yeah.
Well,
yes,
hi.
Ma'am.
Thanks for calling. We're talking about the wing, hanging on to a wing, hope, and a prayer.
Right.
Yeah, so anyhow, we're talking about Gabriel, and thanks for calling. You can just hang on, and if you have a comment or something, you're certainly welcome to interject, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Huh?
I said yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. So anyhow, Gabriel had this wing, and we know Gabriel is an angel, and that he was an angel of hierarchy. And so when I mention that analogy, we know that there's times when we've fallen and God has sent our angel to pick us up. And we're like, dang. Or say, for instance, maybe you're in traffic. You know, have you ever just been in traffic? And, I mean, say a mile ahead, you get there, and you're like, wow, I could have been, like, in that accident. Well, sometimes God, he will send your angel to deter you. So we're on a wing. I mean, that wing, without that wing lifting us up and allowing us to soar to higher heights. It doesn't matter what capacity we're talking about, because we can always be lifted up. You know, being lifted up is good. It's a good thing. Who wants to be down? No one. That is not who we are. But let's just not get it twisted. We're not doing this on our own. We are on, you know, I like Gabriel. For some reason, guys, it was so weird to me, you know, because when I prepared this message, I just do it at a whim, and I use the, you know, Gabriel came to mind, so I used Gabriel. And come to find out, I didn't realize that Gabriel was that, of hierarchy. I didn't realize that he was up there with the higher ranks. I didn't realize that he was just used. I mean, we hear his name a lot. So another interesting thing about Gabriel is that he was interpreting those visions for Daniel. You know, Gabriel's main function in Daniel pretty much is in the book of Ezekiel 2, he's known to be an angel that was ordered to destroy Jerusalem. So angels are powerful, and we are all on a wing, hope, and a prayer. I just, you know, give you an example, you know, how just we the little things that we take for granted. My mouse went out on my computer, and I'm like, oh, God, here comes something else, right? You know how they go, right, Vinny?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and next thing you know, I said, okay, well, let me stop at the computer store, whatever, see if I can have them. They check my mouse. I waited. I'm getting a little impatient. Lord, teach me, don't be so impatient. Just wait, because good things can come to you. So I'm in line. I'm waiting. Two people ahead of me, right? I'm like, okay, you know, I'm waiting, because I'm thinking in my mind. I'm always thinking positive anyhow. And so, you know, finally, they said, yeah, it's gone, it's dead. I'm like, all right, fine. I go over to the mouse section. There was the salesman there. He was my angel. You hear me? He finally, right. They had some on sale for like $10. But then there was this one that had been returned, and it was repackaged, and it was marked down to $10.99, get a two-year warranty for $1.49. He said, ma'am, I said, but wait a minute, this one ain't never been opened. It was $10. He says, no, but this one is a Top Tech Microsoft mouse. He said, this one will go forever. I said, well, hello, thank you very much. And then I said, okay, well, let's put some batteries in it. I said, well, he just gave me a battery, put the battery in there for me. Hey, it's all good. That was my angel looking out for me. I do not take for granted that I am hanging on to a wing. I am hanging on to a hope. I am hanging on to a prayer. So, you know, when we talk about angels and we talk about, you know, how, like, this lady, they had this article, it was just some type of news flash on Channel 41. And this lady, I mean, I can't remember what city she was transferring to, but she needed to go and see her mom, who was actually dying. And so they had some delay at the airport, and they called her the airport angel. It's on Channel 41 News. She just came at the last minute to help this woman to reach her destination. The lady was finally able to get, I don't know if the lady kind of gave up her ticket, but whatever, they called her the airport angel. I thought that was so cool, right? And she, you know, was able to meet her, go and see her mother before she died. Mother eventually died, like they said, about a week later, you know, and she wanted to be there, right there. So we're all hanging on to a wing, hope, and a prayer. What about you, Vincent?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
What do you feel? Do you feel like you're hanging on to a wing, hope, and a prayer? Do you have a testimony that you like to share?
Not for real, but, you know, I pray every day I've been locked down for a minute, you know, and I be getting impatient, like, dang, when they gonna let me out, you know, because my time is, my stay is undetermined. So, you know, people just tell me stay positive and be patient,
right.
You know.
Absolutely.
And good things come to those who wait, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People telling me your test ain't over, so just hang on in there. God ain't going to give you too much to where you can't handle it, you see what I'm saying? So I just go by those little methods and stuff like that. You know, it get hard sometimes, but you know, it's the way it is. You just got to be patient. So,
well, I must say, just knowing you personally, you have made some very great strides. I'm certainly proud of you, and your family's proud of you, and the people that are supporting you during your incarceration is proud of you. So, don't you,
see,
you know that you have to, huh?
No,
yeah.
I was about to say that. You know, it's this place that I'm in, it gets rough at times. Sometimes other clients get aggressive, so. You know, it's times people done struck out at me for no apparent reason, so I pray to God. And I feel as if he sent the angel down here to protect me, you know, because when they throwing them punches, I'm like, whoa, but they swinging past me. So this is like I got an angel too.
Oh, of course. Well, see, that just goes to see right now your testimony is being documented. You have to understand that you can't fight this battle alone. There's no
right.
way. You can never, I mean, we are all hanging on to a wing, hoping and praying. You got that. Once, what you do is understanding the omniscient power that is available to you is key to your survival. If you're going to live in a fallen world, you got to understand nothing is perfect in this world, and that is a revelation. One thing I want to point out about Gabriel real quick is that there was a time called the intertestamental period, and what that meant was that there was a period of silence. 400, some people, some religious group is known to as the 400 silent years. And that is because it is believed to have been that during that span, God revealed nothing. Okay? He didn't even speak to them. He revealed nothing new, they said, nothing new to
right.
his people. So sometimes there are times when we have to sit silent and we got to be still, and we have to, we talk about one of my R factors called the revelation.
Uh-huh.
Revelation, you know, that means that something is being revealed to you. But
right.
God did not reveal anything to these people during this 400 period.
Right.
And so, and then in some religious group, he's considered actually an archangel only because he was up there with the high-ranking angels. And so just know that you got to stay prayerful. We got about 13 minutes, and so I want to go ahead and elaborate on hope. This will be a two-part series, guys. You don't want to miss this because you want to understand that, you know, hey, if you trust in the Trinity, let me tell you what he going to do. He's going to send Gabriel's wing down to catch you when you fall. He's going to infuse your spirit with hope when you falter, when you fail. And then he's going to intercede the prayer of forgiveness and faith on your behalf so that the Trinity will catch you, can coach you, hon. He's got to coach you to pray actively in the spirit. See, no weapon formed against you can prosper. But let me tell you something. I want to make this known. Proverbs 18:21. The tongue has the power of life and death. You, mister, stop speaking death on yourself. Speak life. Always speak positive. It doesn't matter what's happening to you. You have to understand that if they, what the word says about the afflictions of the righteous, because you are righteous, you will be afflicted by many. If you're going to be crucified with Jesus Christ, you're gonna have to go through some things. You don't get a free pass.
Right.
Okay. There's no such thing
uh-huh.
as free pass. You got to battle.
Right.
You got to battle. And when you battle, you got your angels on your side. You know, when God cast Satan out of heaven. Remember, there was a battle. Remember.
Right.
I think Gabriel
yeah.
was one of them. Michael. Yeah. And
uh-huh.
so. You know, there was a battle going on, but we want to focus on hope. Let me tell you, what is hope to you? You tell me, what is a, you say I'm, you're moving closer. So right now what you need to focus on is hope. You focus on what you can do for God. What is hope to you? Would you rather live in the mindset of hope as opposed to the mindset of despair or defeat? That ain't positive. All righty. See, that's what it's about, because we're all being afflicted in one way, shape, form, or another. You better believe it. And if you love the Lord, if you love the Lord, and I don't mean wishful thinking, it's not about being perfect, really, truly.
Right.
You're striving for perfection, but it's about building that relationship, understanding that look what Jesus Christ went through. Just look. You know, when I think about that, when I realize that I have been bought with this precious blood of Jesus, and that I should not take this noble and priceless gesture for granted. You know, I mean, he shed that blood. So really, hang in there. It's going to happen, but you got to understand, this isn't your will. It is God's will for your life. And I'm guilty of it, too. I want what I want. But it's not really truly what I want. He will grant us what we want. He says, if you believe, you shall receive. He says, but delight yourself in the Lord, and he, what is that? Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. But it ain't about your glory. It's about his glory. So when you study the word, because sometimes God will put you at a standstill to get your attention because he wants to show you something. But if you're not paying attention, okay, so you have to have hope. Hope, what that is an expected outcome for something to happen. You know, but also hope is a state of mind, like you just said. You said, you know, people are provoking me because they know that I'm, but keep in mind, you have to be proactive too and say, hey, staff, take a look. You know, I'm doing my part. So you got to have some proactivity on your end as well. And no, it's not order for anybody. It's not commanded for anybody to do everything for you. As an individual, you have to take responsibility for yourself.
Right.
Okay? But one of them is a mindset. So like faith, it is no doubt, you know, what is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen.
Right.
Always have hope. Always have hope. You know, we all have challenges. We all have challenges, but we have to learn from them. And so understand that it is so critical to not just you and me, but everyone, that we have to realize that we are not our own. I mean, we're just all, as Solomon said, a breath away. You know, I like, speaking of Solomon, I love it. Ecclesiastes 1 and 2, he says, he's angry. Solomon's angry. He says, meaningless. It's meaningless. And that's all he says. And then he continues to say, utterly meaningless. Everything in life is meaningless. It is. It is. So how about the hope of eternity? Let's talk about the hope of eternity, you know, because hope is just not some wishful thinking. In order to sustain hope and pretty much conquering and sustaining the faith, how do you do that? There's only one way. We got like 6 minutes, guys. Understand that you can do this, but you can't do it alone. Yeah, I know. There's a lot of stressful things that are going on in our world today, and it obviously the Bible, you know, it predicts that things will get worse until Jesus comes. So those things will happen. But we got 5 minutes. I want to go ahead and make mention that I will conclude on this segment of Hanging On to a Wing, Hope and a Prayer. We talked about your angel, whether that be Gabriel, Raphael, St. Michael, St. Vincent, or Raphael, and what else? What's the other one I said? Michael. You know, we got those angels and whatever, and then they're little angels. So you just know that just hold on to prayer and pray without ceasing. That's what I do. I have to pray on myself because, for number one, my attitude can get a little ugly at times if I'm provoked as well. So I have to be in control of that, and I don't want to allow anyone to do that. Also, I want to say, hey, Chiefs, you guys are hanging in there. You guys are hanging in there. Keep it, hey, you know what? We got to support our team. Our Royals made it. We're wrapping up, moving toward the a new year. So we have to take some new perspectives on. New day, new way. That's what I like to say. Right? Right. And right. Secondly, I have a guest that will be coming on the show. She has a very, very, it's a great outreach ministry. Available to anyone in terms of counseling, if you're seeking employment or just want to get involved and do something to elevate yourselves, get yourself maybe back out into the community. She's got some great things. She's also written a book. She's going to be on the show January the 2nd. Also, do not miss the Christmas program. I want to really tell a Christmas story, but either way, guys, it's going to be great Christmas music. excuse me. I want to meet you guys back here next week, and we're going to wrap up and conclude on hanging on to a wing, hope, and a prayer. And also, don't forget, we started this program in May. It's been 6 months now. I've had some wonderful guests on the show, guys. We got some great health and beauty tips on there for you. We've had the Love Girl on there, MK Muller. Also, I got a new friend on Facebook. Welcome, Carolyn. Thanks for becoming my friend. I certainly appreciate that, girl. We're going to make history together. It's been so great dialoguing with you guys. Also, I am looking for my callers. Feel free to call in. You have a subject of interest you want to talk about, just hit me up. Email me, follow me. Got some followers online. Hey, I'm appreciating this. Got an email from Nene. Nene, I hope you're listening, girl. Feel free to call in anytime. We can still work on that subject that you talked about. Or, I've talked about it in the past. It's just on some of my shows called the Real Hard Knocks of Life. So got some great stuff out there, guys, and I'm going to continue to bring you guys some good information, something to help uplift you, keep you whole, keep you real, because you know what? You can't believe everything you hear. I don't really, truly expect you to believe everything I say or even agree with it, but I will say this, do your research. Do your research, you know. Just seek. The Bible says if you seek, you shall find. But make sure you're seeking in the right way. Make sure that you are seeking out the right type of counsel. And let me mention, it's not about being perfect. It's about striving to be perfect. It's a matter of the heart. It's a matter of the heart. And that's what God looks at. So thanks so much. It's been wonderful. Let's hang in there. We need the Lord, excuse me, as my song indicates. That's my jam, guys, because I can relate. You guys have a great weekend. Vinny, thanks for calling in. We'll be in touch with you. Hang in there. Yes. God bless. Love you guys. Talk to you next week. And we will be airing Friday, the Christmas program, and then we're going to wrap up on Saturday. Have a great day. Peace out, guys. I'm going to go ahead and play my Jordan, listen to this music, and then, hey, be inspired. God bless.
Cool.
Listen, hold on.
Feels like I'm going down a one-way street. In every direction.